Carissa Leary here at the 92nd FFA National Convention reporting for FFA Today. Folks, the 2019 National Agriculture Proficiency winners are in. I'm here speaking with Kayla Reed from Wisconsin, winner for Wildlife Production and Management. Kayla, tell us your emotions right now and coming off that stage and knowing, hey, I'm the winner out of over 500,000 associated with the FFA.
I am actually very shocked, but very humbled about it. I know that all of my competitors had awesome projects as well, and it's just amazing to know that I was picked as the national winner for that area.
Kayla, just tell us a little bit about your SAE and how you got started.
Well, I got started with my SAE at a very young age when I started helping my dad take water chemistry of our lake that our cabin's on, and also watched over the loons there. But it really exploded in eighth grade when I understood my love for fisheries. And over the past few years, I have been mentored by two DNR fisheries biologists, Greg Matsky and Tammy Paoli, who have shown me a tremendous amount of their career and is the reason why I want to be a fisheries biologist when I grow older. And through my experiences with these professionals, I was able to head a fike netting operation on a private lake close to my high school for the past 2 years. So I was able to implement the knowledge that I gained from them in a real life experience. And I also, because of that, was able to get an internship this past summer at UW Green Bay's Aquatic Ecology and Fisheries Laboratory, where I further learned more. Other than the fisheries aspect, I do have some smaller, like, terrestrial wildlife. So I have a small food plot in my backyard, and I also manage 10 bluebird houses on my school's campus and am the Loon Ranger for Lake Matanga, where my cabin is at.
Wow, so wildlife production is quite your thing. And so for those who want to be in wildlife production, what words of advice or wisdom would you give to them on just pushing towards the mark and being the best they can in this industry?
My best advice of those who want, you know, a career or a hobby in this area would just be to keep pushing forward, even though it may be tough at points. There's always someone you can turn to help you get that step up. And everybody wants to help you succeed, and it's just an amazing atmosphere. If the costs, you know, scare you a little bit on some of the projects, like, you know, a couple of mine were a little costly, that didn't really scare me because I knew I had ways to somehow get that and continue to pursue my passion.
And so being in wildlife production, what is something that has just given you the spark to push towards the mark and actually go towards your dream job here?
I think something that has really pushed me towards, you know, being a fisheries biologist is the job shadows that I have gone through and the experience with school and the experiences my parents gave me as I grew up along a lakeshore, and just knowing that I'm that close to nature really gave me that push to pursue this career.
And so is there anyone that you would love just to thank for pushing you towards being who you are?
Oh, there are so many people. For instance, my family, so my mom, Kim Reed, and my dad, Grant Reed, they are the ones who started me off with this path when I was 8 years old. But in middle school, my ag advisor, Mr. Erdman, you know, started wanting me to get out there more. And I met Greg Matsky, the Forest and Florence County's fisheries biologist in Wisconsin. And he took me under his wing and really got me in a career path that I really enjoyed. And because of him, I started shadowing Tammy Paoli, the Oconee County fisheries biologist. But I also like to thank my advisors at high school, Mr. Santee and Mr. Pettis, that continue to push me in the direction I want. And another person I would like to thank for my successes and where I want to go is Dr. Patrick Forsyth of the UW Green Bay Aquatic Ecology and Fisheries Laboratory.
Kayla Reed of the Pulaski FFA chapter in Wisconsin, winner for Wildlife Production and Management. This is sponsored by the National FFA Foundation and National FFA Organization. This is Carissa Leary, once again at the 92nd National FFA Convention, sponsored here and reporting for FFA Today.